This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA released its weekly U.S. export sales report on Thursday. We'll have more right after this.
When market conditions make it hard to turn a profit, it's time to reconsider your crop insurance strategy. Adding an area plan, also called county-based coverage, to your underlying policy can help bridge the gap between profit and loss, especially in a year of high input costs and low commodity prices. Farm Credit Services of America has the tools and expertise to help you determine if an area plan is right for your operation. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. This institution is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
We normally don't expect much from the export sales during the holidays, but today's report was surprisingly good. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave an update on the latest numbers from the USDA.
All better than expected, above the high end of expectations by the trade. Beans actually came in right at the expectation for trade. So overall, for a time when it's fairly quiet, we had very good sales for the week. Came in at 1.721 million tons for corn and 1.1 million tons for beans. That was a combination of old and new crop sales. So overall, we're going to look at these numbers favorably.
There haven't been any flash sales recently, but McBride said that the holiday season can throw a wrench in that.
Yeah, it's tough during the holiday time frame to necessarily expect to see sales. We do get them from time to time, but overall, this is the time frame in general that we should be seeing some of those sales. Now, they don't necessarily equate to having them the week of Christmas or the week before Christmas or the week after, but at this time between say October and January, we will see pretty frequent numbers. But the last one we had was on Monday. We had some sales, but overall it was nothing to write home about. I think it was about two cargoes of corn and two cargoes of beans. So that's overall, we are still expecting to see them, but during the holidays it can be hit or miss.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.